Yes, I know.
Smoke.
You're smoking it?
I feel like death, and I'm literally fucking popping goddamn cough drops like they're candy and smoking because fucking dying. And no, not just from the cigarettes. So let's go in here. Let's get out of the chat. Let's share to the Book of Faces. Go in group. Sentai review on Facebook. Like, comment, subscribe, ring the bell, do the thing.
Boop.
Boop. Boop. You're back from outer space, and we're stuck doing this stupid quarantine stream.
Yep, gonna be stuck doing it for another month.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Happy early birthday to Nick.
Woo!
Yep.
That was a congratulations from Nature Boy.
I was really hoping 2 weeks from now we'd be able to, I don't know, hang out and stuff.
Nope, you're going to have trouble keeping those gators down all by yourself.
Yep. Got to do the same thing with the girl. Me and the fiancé are going to have to find something to do and probably throw a virtual party for her because we were expecting Chinese food for her birthday. Go kill the buffet, but nope. Quarantine until next year.
Updated.
Dumbasses won't stay the fuck inside. So stay inside, eat your Tide Pods, and drink your Pine Sol to keep it down.
Oh my god, you motherfucker.
So, for those in the chat and watching that are wondering, we're going to try and make this a short episode like the previous one.
No, I was going to say, it won't necessarily be short. We just It has to run an hour.
Yeah.
At the very least. And this one, this folder looks like it will. It looks like Build is going to be like a 2-3 hour episode depending on how we break it down. So we want to finally, we're going to jump to the newest Sentai. Is that what these are?
This is
the newest guys.
This is the present coming up Sentai team that Images have released already, but just today, there was a released images of the sixth one.
Nice.
Which I got them in this folder as well.
Noise.
You got any bourbon to go with your noise?
If regular fucking poison, that's why. What are we doing? Oh, okay. Reploid Bill William Bush. So I don't even give a fuck about this format with this show right now. Like,
Scott Action Jackson.
It's so different. We're not recording the way we used to. Like I'm sitting here with a fucking soda in the recording studio all by myself.
Well, you should be glad, because like I said, I feel sicker than a goddamn dog, and luckily I don't think it's the Rona, but yeah, you don't want this fucking head cold that I'm pretty sure I got because we slept with the damn window open the other day.
Woo!
Fuck.
That's right. Get some of that fucking nature.
Right.
Boy.
Woo!
Woo!
So anyway, we're waiting on a Shane and a Nick.
Shane is right there.
Yeah, Shane hasn't said his stuff.
Exactly.
Well, Shane McCree, probably got
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin, let's do this shit. And yes, no Build, because you guys were like, it's going to be 2 hours. And we're like,
we got shit to do.
Yeah,
there's that guy. That guy
so
wooed. He
now,
fucking
had
knows.
You not said it was going to be 2 hours, we probably would have been like, ooh, maybe we can do this?
No, we looked at the folder. It's definitely going to be a 2-3 hour project by the time we end up talking about it and arguing over dumb shit.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Right.
That's true. All
right, so let's butcher a few names. Mashin Sentai Kiramija.
I believe it's Kiramija.
Kira Meager is right.
Oh, we got 32 pictures.
All right.
Yeah, we did. Everybody keeps saying we never went over that real slugger.
We went over the first impressions of those guys. We still got to do final.
Right. We have a final track of them coming up, but we did review them. They have an episode.
Yeah.
Because we argued over whether they were dinosaurs or dragons. Yep. We looked at every single costume, and we even saw their mechs. Because we did it, we waited to review them until even after their Megazords had been revealed.
I think we mostly waited until their first trailer dropped.
Yep.
All right. So this is the logo for the team.
What's it say, Scott?
I don't know.
Way to go, man. I was counting on you. I was counting on you. And you fucking just let it fall apart.
Next.
Oh.
Okay, those aren't bad.
Oh, I did see these guys. Oh, damn it. Okay. Sadly, I reviewed these guys online on the fandom page. I don't remember what happened, but though it was right when they were being announced, this image exactly hit our Facebook page, and people were already discussing what they thought about it. And I got in there and I started talking about it with everybody. So yeah, I have seen these guys.
So we got blue, pink, red, green, and yellow.
They all have gems, which is neat. And they all have like a shooting star emblem type of thing about them. You know how it goes across their chest with the line that comes off as if it's shooting up into the shoulder blade? They all have these cool diamond encrusted, like shiny top helmets, which are neat. And then they have these like side silver gleams. Their visors are all cool and back to the solid black that I like.
The helmets have different shapes themselves too.
Yeah, they all have their own shape and own design in the visor, while they're all very coordinated in their look for body level, like, which is really cool. The only thing I'm not too keen on is the little spinny gauntlet thing.
Morpher thing.
It's a little, who knows? Maybe it's in the show?
It's a Beyblade.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, exactly. I see like spinny Beyblade. I'm not, okay, yeah, let I'm not rip. A Beyblade guy. I'm not. I'm farthest fucking thing from it.
I watch Beyblades.
I'm drinking this coffee.
Mm-hmm. Next.
So far, the shoulder pauldrons are the only thing throwing me, but.
All right.
Bruce Lee, you are not, sir.
I'll say this. It is very rare for Rangers, like fucking Sentai guys, to have armor. Like, unless it's some sort of shield or it's a battleizer, it's very rare for them to have like armor pieces. And that is a weird thing that stands out on these guys, is that they have the two shoulder pauldrons. And that is a little off-putting. Now, in my opinion, had they had one shoulder pauldron where the little star is shooting, that would have caught my interest way more than the two. I think it's a little off-putting to see that.
Next.
All right.
Okay, and then the top allows them to do different shit. Okay.
There's like a watch.
Right.
Yeah, and guess some of the right colors of their vehicle. The bottom lets them chat. The I don't know. And then probably the top is... morph.
Yeah. Only we could read it.
That is neat. Okay, it's neat and it's not neat because it's exposed, and if a monster grabs you by the arm, he might accidentally summon your Megazord or something. So, like, if that's the idea, you get what I'm getting at? So, like,
monster
okay.
Get himself killed.
So he can, like, grab you by the arm, push the button, and be like, I'm fucking up your friend!
Oh, you're not my friend!
Oh, wait a minute.
We got your friend!
So your friends are dead.
So, looking at this, I think I know what the theme is, and the theme is something Bill doesn't like.
What's that?
Well, if you look at the morpher,
I see it,
and you look at the Klingon war sash.
Yeah, I see it,
and the seatbelt belt.
Are we riding on cars?
I see there's a car thing there. Is that, you think they're Megazords or cars this time?
I'm thinking they're cars, because that looks
When I saw this, there were no Zords yet. The only pictures that went up on our Facebook page were these guys.
Next.
Okay.
Not bad at all.
She's fine. They don't really, it doesn't seem like the girls stand out in any way, except for once again, they have a skirt. That's normal.
Next.
Alright, one female this time.
And yes, Chad, I know that they themselves may be jewels and gems, but they might ride in fucking cars, is what I'm saying.
Next. Green is a chick.
Yep. Oh, green's a chick, okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is rare in two ways. One, green is a girl, and two, there are two girls on the team. Mm-hmm. Sentai, over here, this is a normal thing. Over there, if I'm not mistaken, the normal ratio is one girl.
Yeah, but lately, I believe that they've been adding two females.
Yes, but those are also on much bigger teams, I've noticed.
And
like,
I'm noticing
lately we've been getting teams where there's like fucking nine people or whatever.
Right. And I'm noticing that they're making the green a female. This is not the first female green I've seen.
This has been happening more often.
Mm-hmm. The pink will always stay as a female.
Yes.
Yellow will sometimes.
No, actually, it's changed once, but it was only for an episode.
Right. Yeah.
Because in the Tokuger. They have the ability to like swap colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the guys was the pink for a little while. But it was only like for an episode. They like swapped colors and then he ran around as the pink.
Right.
Next.
And yes, I think the Iguana Ranger was a chick. But like I said, yeah. That was on a bigger team. And I'm noticing if you pass the level of five people, we seem to get more girls. But the standard for Japan seems to be one girl for a five-person team.
I also like how their sashes.
What the fuck is at the top of their guns?
A circle cylinder thing.
That's where you put your foam discs in, and then you shoot them.
That's where you put your foam discs. Oh my god, look down here at the bottom. It does look like that.
Yeah.
That's where you put your foam discs. Yes!
Oh yeah.
Oh,
now
yeah.
You're rocking in style.
Oh my god, that gun sucks ass.
Next.
But those swords don't suck ass.
But the swords are fine. The swords are fine. They, like I said recently, I've noticed that the weapons have just gotten more toy-like over the years, and I've just come to accept it. But, like, do you remember when the Rangers had swords and axes and, like, things that were toy-ish, but you could very much see they were supposed to be deadly weapons?
Yeah, like the scoop. Very deadly.
Like the power sword.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that the swords actually looked like swords, and now these have become very toyish over the years to the point where...
You can't take them seriously?
Yeah, I've had trouble taking the Ranger weapon seriously for a couple of years now. Every now and then I see something that's cool or different, but most of them are just toyish.
Next.
I've said it before, and I will probably say it till the end of these shows. They basically drop the formality. They're like, you know this is a toy commercial. Here's the toys.
And you put the gun on top of the sword.
Oh, that sucks.
But apparently it gives you a flamethrower.
Yeah, what the fuck? Maybe you... Oh, you know what? If they're jewels or crystals or that kind of idea, maybe they're channeling light.
Could be.
Maybe they fire through the blade of the sword.
Only I could read.
Because the blade seems to be some sort of crystal or gem or something.
Yep.
Next.
Look, a car.
That's right, not cars.
That car, I like that car. I mean...
And we've seen worse. We've seen better, but we've seen worse.
Yeah, we saw a minivan.
Yep.
Next.
So, if you look at their sashes...
I like how the chat just said, buy the weapons now at Toys R... never mind.
Buy them at Walmart. I like how the sashes on their chest... Okay, you see how like the pink and the blue have just a line?
Yep.
And everybody else has like a segmented. Like, you know that each team, like, you can usually spot in this one.
So I'm noticing, yeah, what you just said though, it seems like yellow and red have the segmented line on
green,
the chest. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, green does.
Blue
too.
And pink have a solid bar.
Now, ranking-wise, you know, you got to rank your team. We already know, we can already spot the leader, all right? We already know who the leader is, all right?
Yeah, it's always simple enough.
And that Yellow Ranger is kicking ass as the leader.
And almost every time, without fail, the girls...
Are usual. Well...
I swear this is just a mentality that's still running in Japan. I'm telling you it is.
They're the lowest rank.
They're the lowest rank, and that's on purpose.
The chat saying Toys R Us still exists in Japan.
What does?
Toys R Us.
It may still exist in Japan.
I'll be able to confirm this next year.
I heard the company was saved. It was bought. And that there was a design concept to reopen it in America, but change the name. Which this happens with a lot of companies. You don't even know that it's happened. But a lot of companies will drop off. And then they'll come back, but when they come back, they know that the business is viewed as a failure in said country, whether it be here or another place.
So
and
they'll
just simply change the name and act like they're a new place. That happens a lot.
I thought they were gonna call it Jeffrey's Toys.
Yes. Originally the idea was to bring it back into America under the name Jeffrey's Toy Box.
Yeah, it was being reintroduced, I think, by way of Kroger at first.
But yes, Toys R Us is still alive. It's just not alive for us.
Next.
It's not alive for us. Can
another
you
image
it?
Of the sword.
It is dead.
The more I look at the sword, the more I don't like it anymore.
What?
Next. It looks like
are
a toy.
Are you hating on that sword?
Yes.
Stupid disc launcher gun.
You know what? The sword, I just realized it looks like they took a fake crystal toy blade and they stuck it on top of the fucking Galaga fucking ship.
Dude, that makes it even cooler.
Oh my.
Next.
Oh, yes. That picture right there says everything I've ever needed to know.
Okay,
right
if you look here, you can clearly see in the top left corner, that's a man.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely a man.
And then
yeah,
you go down here, looks like this motherfucker's wearing a trench coat.
Yep. Yeah, something like that.
If you look at the general picture completely, you'll see a lot of blurry stuff.
I'm blurred.
My brain just shut itself off.
I'm digging the blurry.
They're saying it's a fake leak.
Yeah.
Oh, that it was a troll.
Yeah. Next.
Those are cool, I guess. They're gems.
Five gems.
They're missing one, though.
Oh, these guys, since I know nothing, these guys got their power from the same thing that our movie Rangers got their power from.
So they went and they talked to a space witch who lives from shore to Stonehenge.
No, our movie Rangers found gems in the side of a mountain.
The newest Ranger movie.
Yeah.
Oh, the newest one. Oh, okay. Mm. I went to the next. Other movie.
Okay.
Hail Zordon! I mean, go Power Rangers!
Green is another segmented line. I wonder if that has any relevance.
Actually,
pink and blue are solid lines.
Green looks a little more... Well, no.
No, it's segmented.
Yeah, it's segmented like red and yellow.
Next.
Artsy.
What the fuck is Green doing over there?
Posing.
Next.
She's doing the thumb magic trick. She's about to pull her thumb off.
It looked like she was sticking her finger in her fist. I was about to be like, we know what's on her mind.
Well, look, okay? It's not like this show is above making said references when they have fucking concession bot.
It's true.
That's true.
I want concession bot.
Next. Next.
So here's a question while looking at this picture right here.
So they've got... What? Wait.
So Pink... Oh, my God. So Pink has a helicopter. Blue is a jet.
Oh, okay. And they're
Yellow
all...
Yellow has green a fucking gold. Backhoe.
Yeah.
Yellow's got a caterpillar fucking...
Yeah. Damn, yeah, the Yellow right. got a fucking... Oh, wow. That's... Yeah. I wonder if that was intentional.
Hey, Bill. We built Yellow's vehicle.
And then red has got
a fire truck car.
Yep, and then green has got like a race car. Look at
so, that. I'm really liking blue, red, and yellow visors. I'm not so sold. They're fine, but I'm not so sold on the green and pink. But the green has the laziest, easiest visor.
Right.
It's the best basic one.
Yes, it's incredibly basic.
It's basically got like those cool and pink rider type sunglass things.
Pink has a mouth visor. Pink has a mouth visor. It's no different than all the times we put a bird mouth or a dino mouth or whatever on a face.
Pink's reminds me of the Ninja Storm one.
I just see it. I just see a mouth visor.
Yeah, green got screwed on that part. But everybody else has a decent visor. I like blues more than anything.
Next.
I can't take the yellow one seriously when he's fucking... Everybody else is coming out in fucking cars and shit, and he's like, hold on, guys. I have treads. I don't have tires like the rest of you motherfuckers.
I'll be there in a minute, shit.
Next. He's the mastodon.
He's the mastodon of this series.
So someone tried to translate these.
Okay, the blue Karami stone gives its user a sword-like skill and attack power. Sword warrior.
Okay. They looked like they all had swords.
So yeah. They're all sword warriors.
Maybe not, but I it looked like it.
Oh, Speed Warrior. Assault Lightning. Okay, so we have the blue's the Sword Warrior, she's the Speed Warrior.
She's your gunner.
Next.
Change. No, that was the, that's the,
It's funny when I look over and see just how serious, because we are a 100% unscripted fan show with fans. And you can see when people are highly irritated about something that just to them is ridiculous.
There we go.
Right.
Oh, I do like that they translated this part. Because you got the top button obviously transforms you. The other one's called the machine. I like the bottom one. Talk to your friends button.
So what's the gym transform?
The gym is a mystery button.
Mystery button. Do they all have battleizers, maybe?
Maybe. Or it's a mystery. We don't know.
No.
It's a muffin button.
Like, no, it's like the red button in the Men in Black car.
So it transforms them into...
It makes them go faster, Shane, and defies the laws of physics.
Ah, and possibly. They all do that anyway.
It makes them defy the laws of physics even more.
Next.
Shoot warrior.
Warrior and heal warrior.
Guiding.
Handling incredible.
I bet she does.
That's so fucking wrong.
She's the master of Aikido.
Then Shoot Warrior needs guidance while shooting.
All right, so we have heel shoot, speed, sword.
Better than Steven Seagal.
Yep.
That's right, I fucking said it.
I'm curious on what Red is.
He's the roundhouse kick.
Said Red.
No, that one's different. That's just what they're. That's the change. That's the first picture. It was just translated.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get one.
It just said to say leader. Enough said.
Next, here's the new guy.
Does he have
that dude's cool.
Does he have goggles on the top of his helmet?
He has goggles on top of his helmet.
Goggles that he can put on his visor. From what I read.
I'm really.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay, you and me have very different... I mean, sure, it's awesome.
It's very cool.
It is. Yeah, it's very cool.
Next.
Well, what, Shane?
Is that a jackhammer?
It's a jackhammer.
Grabby hand. He's got a pinchy hand.
Is he throwing that guy by the head?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It's a jackhammer that can do like...
Turn into a pinchy hand thing.
And he can throw your ass by your head. Yes.
Fucking pinchy.
He could do that fucking move where he hits the ground, but this time it's with a jackhammer, and then a fucking line goes out.
They'll flip backwards and then clutch their hands because they're on fire now. Yep.
And they'll grab you by the fucking head and flail your ass around.
It's construction worker ranger.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he has safety glasses. This thing down.
Next. They're saying he's a treasure hunter.
Okay.
I mean, he is the Diamond Ranger, so, I mean, that makes sense. Well, gotta dig up some diamonds.
So he's looking for treasure?
He is not Locke.
Well, Grubby might have something to say about that. That's for the three people who watch Ruck's Been Abridged.
Next.
All these putty things are sad looking.
They are, aren't they?
They're wearing brown body. Oh, that's a disgusting color.
Yes.
Look at their fucking buddies, faces,
these pawns are not cool.
They're never going to impress me after I saw top hats and faces. Tommy guns.
And it looks like the thing talks, too.
Oh, of course it does.
Oh, my God.
Well, they said that the... I saw the chat say that the vehicles are alive again. So we've went back to that theme where they're living things.
Okay.
He's jacking off.
Yep.
Unsafely, by the way. Put your safety glasses down. OSHA's going to be pissed.
OSHA's already pissed.
So that's the last image I have in here in the
first impressions. Oh my God, it's still got about half an hour.
That was a really, really long hour, guys. Yep. Damn.
Okay, well, who was your, okay, so Now that we've seen,
we have to pick, we have to talk about
who's your favorite.
Because we're still going to rate them, even though we have to come back to them. Because there's going to be more shit.
Yeah.
We still have to rate them, and we have to pick our coolest. And then we'll hang out. We'll hang out. We'll answer some questions, and we'll talk to the chat.
Okay.
Because this is all this is a special episode to kind of get the newest guys out of the way and get an indication.
All right. So let's rate them first.
Yeah.
All right, Bill.
All right. I do like the way that they're the way they are in general. I'm going to be honest with you. Not 100% on the goggles. Yeah. You could be all about the goggles. They're all for you. Nobody's ever going to take them away from you because nobody fucking wants them. But
he wants them. Otherwise, you wouldn't have them on his fucking helmet.
Exactly. I like the dude. The thing that very first caught my attention about these guys right out the gate was the red. I don't know why. Maybe it's his helmet. Like I thought that was he caught my attention immediately.
Right. Okay, so Bill likes red.
I think if I was picking a favorite right now, it's red. For no other reason than his helmet. Because everything else about these guys is very standard. The only guy that's even somewhat remotely different is Diamond. And he's not really that far off. We've seen guys that are way more far off.
Right.
They're solid. They're a solid design. They're boring. I'm sorry. They are a little boring.
Right.
They're just one color. They've got the fucking White Ranger boot things going on. But this actually might be in their favor. Because they're nowhere near over-designed. They're just what they're supposed to be. And the cool parts about them stick out because the rest of them is very plain. Which makes the helmets and the one shoulder pad and the two shoulder pads, it makes those parts stick out even more than they would have. So I think I'm at like 4.3 right now. These guys are fairly solid team design.
What about you, Seth?
No, I honestly have to agree with Bill on, like, all of that. Like, the fact that they are nowhere near over-design is good, because we've seen where over-design kills, like, an entire team. The fact that, you know, everything does pop that needs to pop. The fact that they are super basic does make everything a little bit easier for them as well. Like I said, the shoulder pauldrons are the only thing that's throwing me, but I think that's because, like Bill said, they normally don't have much in terms of armor other than, like, the occasional shield here and there, or, you know, hardcore fucking battleizers where it's all fucking paintball armor and looks goofy as shit. The visors, I'm okay with all of them, even basic as fuck green. Just because we've seen way the fuck worse for visors. Like, the fact that blue and pink look like they're sunglasses, you know, the fact that red and yellow kind of have, like, a little bit of, like, a motorcycle design to them, kind of. Everything basically works for this team. Like, the only things that really drag them down, in my opinion, is the fact of their hardcore, gigantic, fucking ridiculous Apple fucking watches that they use for morphers, where literally they're the biggest fucking targets on them. Like, literally anybody could just walk up and go, oh, that's your morpher? Bang, now you can't morph. Fucking be done with it. That, and of course, go to the other image, Scotty. That fucking guy.
That fucking guy.
Like, he's on par with the rest of the team. What stands out needs to stand out. Like, his little fucking hip belt fucking gun holster, you know, everything else works. It's just, I don't know, like, the whole diamond aspect of everything is, like, that starts to border on over-design compared to the rest of them. With the way that the goggles are, and the holster, and just, the ridiculous weapon.
But
I don't know, man. Like, this team to me definitely feels solid. There's some things they could do to impress me a little bit more, but for the entire team, I mean, yeah, they're doing pretty all right. So I'm going to go with a 4.5.
All right. Well, what about you, Scotty? Who's your? I'm sorry, sorry, Seth. Who was your favorite?
To be fair, I can't really pick one. But if I had to, I mean, the only one that would come close would end up being Blue, only because I like his visor a little bit more. It kind of reminds me of SPD a little.
Yes, yes, I saw that in chat.
So, I mean, I've seen that before, and I like the way that that looks, so I understand why they went back to it. So, I mean, I'm a little bit more with Blue than any of the others, but, I mean,
all right.
I can't really pick one. They're all pretty much the exact same.
What about you, Scotty?
All right. So, this is still going through my mind with Pink Ranger's helmet. Still reminds me of, like, it molded like the Ninja Storm style, and Blue does remind me of SPD.
Yes.
And I like how basic they are as far as the costumes, except for the helmets with the sparkling shininess stuff. And the Sixth Ranger being, what, diamond, silver, whatever you want to call it?
It's diamond. They're all gemstones.
Yeah.
Like, Red Ranger's ruby. Blue Ranger is probably a sapphire, green's emerald, yellow's topaz, pink is probably pink quartz.
I'd say overall, I'd give it a 4.9.
Wow. Wow.
He really likes his.
That's name. Almost perfect, Rangers. Yeah, wow.
What's the little bit that drags it down then for you, guy?
Probably their morphers.
Fair enough. No, that's the same reason I dragged it down.
I mean, we've seen those kind of morphers before on a few different people. I mean, granted, they weren't giant buttons, but they were still like, oh, look, yeah. I got a hand morpher.
But as far as
attached to my wrist.
As far as my favorite one for right now, I definitely have to say this Jackhammer Ranger.
Silver? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Diamond Ranger? Yes.
Yeah.
God damn it, Shane, we've been over this.
He's still fucking silver. All right. What about you, Nick?
Oh, I thought you were going to go next. I figured you were going to save me for last.
That's up to you. I
No, you go for it. It's all good. I'll wait.
Well, to be honest with you, I want to talk about the morphers real quick. These morphers don't bother me because I saw a stupid rhino hand morpher. Okay? And after that, I don't give a fuck.
I don't know how many times I have to explain this to you. You can't stop the rhino, man.
Right.
Okay, I don't care. That morpher was fucking stupid as shit.
Okay. I don't know, like I mean, to be fair. Stop the top, right, Bill?
To be fair.
What?
I said it's much like how you can't stop the top.
Close, but I think Buzzhorn wins this one. I do like that song a lot, but Buzzhorn might win that fight.
Yep. I don't know. The only thing that kind of negates that fight is that I can at least stop the rhino, so that way then I could turn on Anonymous again, but...
Well...
Did I send all that to you? I had that, right?
You sent me the four songs that you do have, and of course I've been listening to those on fucking...
That's all I had? Yeah. See, there were 8 or 9 in the original...
Right.
Yeah, wow, what a shame. I'll keep looking. If I can find them, I'll send them to you.
Good. Nick needs these songs too, apparently.
Now, because we've seen a rhino hand morpher, not easily, these are not bad at all. They're watches. We've seen guns. We've seen the original morphers went on your damn belt. Also, yes. Easy access. Rip the fucking belt off. Nobody ever did it, but I'm just saying it was possible. Excuse me. You know,
actually, and even though this is not canon, I have to explain this to people all the time. Canon is decided in which the context has been has started in and become the accepted norm. So, being in terms of Power Rangers, it's the show. That's the canon. The comic books get to make theories just like we do.
Yep.
But that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Theories. So, while it is cool that we actually get to see that in the comics, where they actually rip the morpher off the belt and demorph one of the guys, that's not canon. We don't actually know that that can happen.
Right. I don't think it can. I think it does like a protection thing. See, that would be a terrible design flaw.
That would be a horrific fucking design flaw. All you ever had to do was punch him in the belt.
I think the morphing grid protects it. We've seen sunglasses as morphers. We've seen ninja stars as morphers. We've seen sword morphers. We've seen all kinds of morphers, so a watch does not bother me one bit. Now, as to their design, it's basic as shit, but you know what? It works. I don't have a problem with their sparkly helmet. The visors, blue and red, in my opinion, had the best. Greens is basic, but it's not a deal breaker. It's not like, this show sucks. Green has a shitty visor. But I do like the design of the Diamond Ranger. I know I have different tastes. A lot of people won't agree with what I like. I like the fact that the silver and orange, I don't have a problem. I think they go well together. I like the goggles on his helmet. His weapon being a jackhammer is weird. But
No, you gotta say it right. Jackhammer pinchy claw.
Jackhammer pinchy claw is weird, but I saw the scoop.
Can he pinchy claw you? And because you see where the pinchy claws are, they come down and grab you.
Yep.
Can he pinchy claw you by the face and then turn the jackhammer on?
Probably, and that's devastatingly painful.
I don't know, because it looks like as the pinchy claws come out, the jackhammer goes in.
I was thinking the same thing, but man, I'm really wondering.
Lobotomize the motherfucker, Ryan, don't you? But because I've seen Scoopy hand weapons, I've seen sticks. It's different. It looks cheap as fuck because it's a toy. But
which is now very commonplace for this material, to the point where I mention it all the time, but don't misunderstand, it doesn't make me hate any of it. It's just very noticeable now that it's all very much a toy.
Merchandising.
So, I'm going to give these guys a 4. And my favorite Ranger is the Diamond guy.
All right. So I guess it's on to me.
Yes.
Everyone has said a lot of things.
Yes.
Oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't paying attention because my cat is trying to claw my door open. What'd you give a score for, Shane?
A 4.
Oh, you gave it a 4. Solid.
Okay.
Scott, can you go back to the other picture?
It's solid.
What, the jackhammer? Cool.
No. The main picture. There you go.
Yeah, that works.
So now these guys, we've already said, costumes are pretty much basic except for the pauldrons and the helmet. Honestly, we've seen way too many over-designs in the past many years. Going back to basics is nice.
It ain't broke,
I always dig the shoulder pauldron stuff anytime they show up, unless they're really stupid looking. These are actually pretty solid. I like them. The helmets, the designs on the helmets, for the most part, are pretty cool. I'm not really digging green. I'm not digging yellow.
Okay.
Like, yellow looks like kind of like some of those sci-fi, cyborg people that actually are like the robots that have like a human brain in it, has that little casing. little glass casing where you can see the brain in it. That's kind of what that looks like. Okay. I don't like that. But the rest of them look pretty neat. I do like the fact that they have, like, the sparkly bits for the helmets and pauldrons, because it's like, hey, look, gemstones. That's our fucking theme. Let's show it off a little bit instead of being like, yeah, gemstones, that's our theme. We're just basic bitches. So the fact that they actually have that kind of designed into the helmets and pauldrons, I really dig that.
All right.
The sashes, eh. Doesn't really work for some of them.
Eh.
It's kind of eh. Like, especially with poor Yellow, they got fucking scoop truck, bulldozer, fucking Zord thing, and
oh yes, the
well maybe, maybe
the chat was there was a dude in the chat that was pretty pissed about that exact thing. He was like, the only fucking reason, basically, he was mad. He told me about he was talking about the whole character, and then they said the only reason that guy got that fucking Zord was because Yellow.
No, Yellow, because he went to the Tatsu School of Construction.
Yep.
Yes, the Tatsu Constructional Industries.
So far, because we didn't get to see Diamond's Zord, did we?
No.
So, far out of the Zords...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Zord showing for that. So far out of the Zords, Blue has my favorite. Yeah. I like the Fighter Jet. The Fighter Jet is probably the most solid out of the five.
Believe it or not, I actually like the helicopter, too.
The helicopter's not terrible.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, there's something about the design of that helicopter that makes me think Lego build. It's like short and chubby. It just looks like somebody threw together a Lego piece or set in like 5 minutes and said, there's our fucking Pink Ranger Zord, yeah. The race car for Green is kind of weird. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's just kind of weird. I don't know why we have a fire truck, though, for Red.
We had a fire truck.
What's
before.
The fucking point?
To put out fires?
There's no reason.
To make a pissin' Zord?
Sure, there's no reason right now, while there's no fire, but... Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is there no fire because he has a fire Zord?
I wish I could slap you right now, but I'm not allowed in your house.
Bill, that was deep.
Bill, I'm going to drive over to your house. I want you to step out on your porch so I can slap you. And then I'm going to drive.
Just make sure you wear a face mask.
I'll wrap a t-shirt around my face. It's fine. I'll put gloves on when I slap him, too. I don't want to get contaminated. Social distancing and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you won't be able to slap him in the face. You got to maintain a 6-foot distance. So you're going to need one of those claw grabby hands and then...
No, like actually, I'm just going to... I'm going to put... here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a stick... I'm going to put a glove on the stick, and I'm going to attach the glove to a broom handle, and I'm going to stay about 9 feet away and slap him with that.
Drive-by slapping.
Yep. So now let's... the swords don't bother me that much. I mean, all the weapons are kind of toy weapons. The gun bugs me a bit because of what Shane said earlier.
It very much reminds me of those toy guns when I was growing up where you would put the little round discs in and you would shoot the little disc.
And that kind of just is like, oh,
it'd go
come
all
on,
like
guys.
4 feet and hit the ground. Yeah.
You couldn't shoot shit with those discs.
It also doesn't make it any better that that's actually what they are because they do have discs.
Yep, and that's why I'm like, God damn it. That kind of bugs me a little bit. Yes, I know they're toy weapons, but come on, foam disc, really? I got a foam disc launcher, guys. I'll take out this monster. Shit. He's farther than 4 feet. Damn it. This long-range weapon is awesome. I had to be at, like, 2 feet to do any damage. Oh, wait, they're foam discs. Oh, shit.
I don't know. I mean, technically, Blue is always supposed to be the smart one. Maybe he could go in, and instead of hooking it up with, like, AAA batteries, he could hook it up with, like, a 9-volt, and maybe it might go, an extra foot. Who knows?
Oh, wait, no. Better yet, he just throws a boat battery into a little fanny pack and walks around with that. Hey guys, look, I souped up my gun. Ba-doom! Did you just launch that foam disc through that building? No. Maybe. Go back over to the diamond ones real quick, I guess.
Diamond.
Yep, gotta get back over to the boy. Alright. Jackhammer weapon's weird. Grabby pinchy attachment for it does piss me off a bit.
Actually, that's a question. On that picture right there, can you kind of zoom in near the upper middle? Like where that orange thing is?
Well, where the glowing thing is?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? We don't even know what that is. We'll have to see what that is. It's weird looking. But the grabby thing... Hmm. I have had issues with grabby things in the past. This one doesn't bug me nearly as much. I don't know why. It just doesn't. It's probably because I've seen it enough times and I've just kind of come to the realization that no matter how much I hate it, it's going to be a thing from time to time and I just need to get the fuck over it. Or it's the fact that that one's at least grabbing that dude by the head and whipping him around like a little bitch. That could very well be the reason. I don't know. But the diamond guy's design is kind of neat. His morpher's different than everyone else's, too, I've noticed.
Yeah.
He's got like a little snow globe morpher.
A lot of the Sixth Ranger comes in with a slightly different...
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's interesting. I love the goggles.
Yep.
The goggles are cool. I don't care what Bill says.
Yeah.
Goggles are neat.
They are.
Instead of just being like some weird design on the helmet, he can actually slide them down. I actually like that.
Okay.
Go back over to the other diamond picture, Scott, please.
This one?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There was something else I was going to point out, and I can't fucking remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. The sides of his helmet and stuff, he kind of gives me, like, a little bit of the Rocketeer helmet feel. If anyone even remembers that movie.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I remember the Rocketeer.
So, it like, the sides of the helmet kind of give me that little bit of that aesthetic feel to it, and I always kind of liked that.
All right.
So... For this team, I'm going to give it a 4.7. I really dig the look of it. It's actually interesting to see, you know, two females again on a 5-ranger team. It doesn't happen often.
No, I think in the Japanese series, it's in terms of Super Sentai.
It happens like 2, maybe 3 times.
Yeah, it's normally for a 5-person team, there's one girl. And then if we exceed 5-person team... That's when we start getting other stuff.
Okay, well, provisionally for these guys, they are 4.48. Provisionally. They might add 18 more Rangers and change shit like 6 more times. So we'll do the follow-up next year. But we got like a minute and a half, so find a question and answer it, I guess.
Well, it depends on how fast people want to kick out or if they can actually start a decent conversation with us.
Well, before we do that, Nick, what was your favorite Ranger?
Thank you. I was waiting to be able to say that one. Mine's kind of a tie. Blue is definitely up there because I like the design for the helmet and everything, and they by far have the coolest Zord.
Oh, yeah.
And then Diamond, because I like the design.
All right. That's fine. Perfect.
All right. Well, I suppose that puts us at 11:59 and 40 seconds here.
Oh, we got some time, Seth.
Well, we usually end it all at noon, so I mean...
Well, if we go like 10-15 minutes further, that's fine.
I suppose.
Right. Well, let's look at the chat and see what...
Well, one of the first questions that I saw was Super Wiki asking Bill, like, two different questions. First,
favorite Federation and Zeon aces that are not Johnny, Amuro, or Char.
Oh, you screwed up. Oh, good thing it's not towards me.
Yep.
So, yeah, Bill, these are questions go with that for Bill. One.
And then that's part one, and then part two is if you had to pilot a suit, what variant could you reasonably pilot, and your fighting style, color, and if possible, ace name? So that's like an 80-part, two-parter.
Well, the ace name, we already know Bill would be Reploid.
Right.
Well, no, because...
Or the
here's
kid.
The thing about ace names. Here's the thing about ace names. Ace names, I get what he's asking. Ace names are never chosen. They're never chosen. Like the Nightmare of Solomon or the White Wolf got his name from being found on the battlefield and referred. The Red Comet is a name that was given. So like Rumble Null, you don't really see, oftentimes they know him by name, but very few times do they ever reference. Cause from what I remember reading something that he has an ace name, but you never hear it. But you hear more about Gato's ace name. You don't hear Gato. So, like, when they refer to your ace name, that's I wouldn't be able to pick that. It would probably come down to what I was able to cause on the battlefield. And from playing Gundam game that I'm currently playing, I seem to have a strange knack for playing specifically Goof. Type mobile suits. I don't know why, and it's not something I necessarily chose. They happen to be one of my all-time favorite units, but for some reason, I just seem to have a knack for using them. Like when we go into the game and we play.
Oh yeah, you either play with the general Goof or you run up with the raid unit Goof. You fuck people's shit up.
And oftentimes I can hit the very top of the board if I'm in a Goof. When I play around with other units, I don't know why, but there's very few other units that seem to work for me. Like I'm not a Dom pilot. I'm noticing I like the way they move, but I just get fucking wrecked.
Spencer's
when I'm in a Dom.
Got the Doms on lock.
Yeah, but Spencer's really good with a Dom.
Yeah, that's why I said he's got those down on lock. Hit Doms to him are like Goofs to you.
Yeah.
Kind of like some of the Gundams for me.
I don't know why. I'm with a Zaku for some strange reason, but I need a new PS4 controller because Rage broke controller.
I'm good with anything that hugs.
I keep getting asked if I'm Strike Freedom or Wing Zero. Look.
Neither.
I have to be Strike Freedom because I actually don't like Wing Zero. But yeah, in terms of the other thing, an ace that's outside of the normal continuity that I tend to like, that's rough. I will come back to that here in a second, because there's a couple that I would have to pick from, and that's tough.
Romba Rawl is one of them.
Yes. My problem is... a lot of it spans into the expanded continuity because they're asking, like, Rumble Rawl definitely falls into that. I like Rumble Rawl a lot. Like, a whole frickin' lot. But I also tend to like some other off-the-wall people that nobody ever really talks about, like, ever. Like, One guy in particular would be, and I've only read it, so I hope I'm saying his name right, but I've only read it. It would probably be, Shin Matsunaga. I think that's how you say his name.
Is he the guy that pilots the EZ-8?
No,
that's Shiro.
No, okay. Oh. The guy that I am specifically referring to, he was a person in the 1 year war. He fought alongside Annabelle Gatto and Shar Aznable. He was given very personal praise by Dolezal Zabi, and they referred to him as the White Wolf. Now, the White Wolf is a pretty fucking seriously cool, his mobile suit. In fact, if you've seen me online when I pilot, say, my Zaku 2, have you noticed that my paint scheme is white and black? There is a legitimate reason for that. He was famous for piloting white-colored mobile suits with, like, dark purple highlights or black. He had a white Zaku. He had a white Gelgoog. I think he was a Marine variant, but I'm not going to say that for sure. I can't honestly remember. But he was one of my more favorites in terms of what I've read in the outside continuities. But then I've seen other people, too, that are really, really cool that catch my attention as well. But I might have to fall on him. And Wing Zero, I don't care for Wing Zero. I liked Wing. I don't know why I liked Wing. I didn't give a shit about Wing Zero.
What color, Bill?
My color? Ouch.
Because for me, personally, I think you would choose magenta.
No, I'm pretty sure Bill would probably rock out the skull unit thing that he came up with.
Online recently, for a long time, I've been playing in a white-black color scheme, which I refer to as the skull design. It's all black underlay, and all the armor is a solid white with very little gleam.
Oh shit, I still gotta do my dailies for yesterday. Oops. I gotta do those before 3.
Nice.
Alright, well, the next question that I saw, which is way the fuck back now, Andy Gutierrez asks, what's next superhero costume? I'm presuming for the
review. For the show?
Yeah.
What do we have lined up for that? Do we have anything ready to go on that, or are we still in debate as to what's next?
Not as far as our superhero stuff yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's still in debate as to what the next superhero review thing is going to be.
Captain America.
Captain America has, of course, all the Marvel stuff that's out now. He has a couple of early Marvel movies, which are really, really,
really bad.
And then he has really early shit, like when he fought Green Spider-Man.
Oh, the evil luchador Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he would also show up in our thing, too. Hulk is... I mean, there have been a couple of him. We wouldn't necessarily be talking costumes, but more his design, because his costume is pants.
His costume is ripped purple pants.
But we could talk about the different versions, because he's the one that's changed more than anybody. They had a different actor over and over and over until they finally got it with Avengers, and then they pretty much stuck to that design since.
Yep.
And he probably wins almost too easily. But if we were talking about that stuff, we would be able to dive into the past and talk about the people that have actually donned the green paint.
Oh, apparently we're being asked if we have played the new Gundam Extreme versus Maxi Boost on the beta test. No.
No, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
All my attention has been on Gundam Battle Operations 2.
And that's where we've been playing mostly.
I'm actually surprised there's so many Gundam questions. I was expecting a lot of
Sentai
other
and
stuff.
Kamen Rider.
But no, it doesn't hurt me at all.
Right. In which case, one of the Sentai questions... I gotta find it, but I want to say somebody asked about Jason returning. There it is. Yeah, Brian217 says, "What are younger expecting in the Beast Morphers episode that has Jason returning.
You mean when it hits?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm assuming he's asking, what do we expect out of it?
Oh, I know that see, that's going to be one of those weird single episodes, because we did it with the other one. Remember, we actually
watched
it.
The other big one was a single.
Yep. So I know we're going to go in and we're going to watch it, and then we're going to come in here and talk about it. But what to expect? I don't know offhand.
With it only being one person, it's like, don't expect much.
Well, it's not one person. From what I understand, that episode is going to have old Zords, including the Megazord. It's going to have some old Rangers. Like, I saw the Black Ranger, like the Mighty Morphin Black Ranger. I've seen him in pictures. I've seen Jason in pictures. I've seen some old enemies in pictures.
Yeah, but have we seen other Rangers out of costume like Jason?
Okay, now, we don't know if this is under wraps. Because remember, we didn't know who all was showing up for the other one either. So maybe there's a weird under wraps where we might see Johnny again.
Hell yeah. Adam,
because he's very much available, and he does show up when they call him usually. So I wouldn't be surprised if he just shows up. You know what I mean? And Jason is the one that they're wanting to push promotion for, because there's only one reason he's even coming back. Jason says he's coming back because he was personally asked by somebody who's leaving the show to come back and do this, and basically it's going to be a goodbye for the both of them. He doesn't have an intention right now to come back to the series or anything like that. He's not going to be Jason David Frank. He's not going to be Tommy. Return. Austin is probably going to come back this one time, and we may never see him again for another fucking 10, 20 years, if that. So he's the one they want to push because he's rare.
Yep.
Alrighty, and then speaking of butchering names, my apologies here, but I believe it to be...
Here comes.
Enner Kaiser. He says, so have you seen the Netflix Ultraman show, or maybe read the manga it's based on, the one with the Iron Man-style designs? Me, personally, I saw that it exists. It's on my list of shit to watch, but I haven't watched it yet because I didn't know if we were going to be doing anything with it or not.
Same here. It's been one of those things where I've seen it, and I know that it exists, and it's in my fucking playlist, but... Oh, man.
We have like, so much shit.
I do. I have so much shit here, and then I'm trying to get back into a gaming rhythm where I can actually play games. And, I mean, you come home, you finish your day, you get all your shit together, and you got, like, fucking 4 hours. And do you watch a show? Do you play a game? Do you hang out? Like, it's rough. And then lately, I've been teaching Gwen how to play the Pokemon trading card game with all the old cards and decks. So...
Oh, hey, do you still got my old
decks? That's been taking a lot of my time. I have somewhere around, like, 22 decks that are just sitting in boxes.
Okay, I'm sure
any deck that ever came over here is probably just sitting in one of the random boxes. But the thing is, I've been digging into them, and it's been very hard to tell who used to use what, or what they even are. You just kind of open a deck, pull it out, and you'd be like, okay, there's some steel guys, some fire guys, and some normal guys. Okay, whatever. This is a deck, and we use it.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just making sure I didn't accidentally throw them out or something.
I don't know. I know some people did. Some people did get rid of theirs, and some people did not. And then I couldn't tell you one way or another.
Well, because I remember I brought over like those two big ass bags.
No. Oh my god, this guy really wants me to like Wing Zero. I don't like Wing Zero at all. I like Wing. If you're talking about Wing Zero custom that shows up in Endless Waltz, I like him more than I like Wing Zero. I know for some reason that's considered a type of blasphemy, but Wing Zero is like fat. He's like big and fat, and he's got the big giant Vernier back plugs, and I guess it's cool. But, like, there's some reason I just never cared for Wing Zero's design. I saw another question. So he was asking, somebody was asking, I think it's the same guy, favorite Red Ranger Zord, which that one's easy for me.
Dragon.
It's the fucking Thunder Zord. And then over there it was damn it.
Hold on.
No, who was our Thunder Rangers? Who were they? It's the one with Kiba in it.
That was still Mighty Morphin.
No, it's not.
No.
Hold on.
It's Die Rangers. He's right. It's Die. That's who
they are. For our series, that was still Mighty Morphin.
Right, but no, it wasn't. We were dissecting their series for that. All those Thunder Zords came from Die Danger.
Yeah, I started watching it.
Yeah, it was these guys. Although I dipped in the wrong folder.
Yeah, the Go Side.
I dipped in the costumes folder instead of the Robo Mech folder. There it is.
Did you label it as Zords?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, this one. The Mystical Chi Beast.
Yeah, the Flying Red Dragon thingy.
Yeah, he's easily my favorite because he was like a Shinron, and then he turned into his own fighting warrior that stood alone and had the battle staff and was...
He's also kind of a smaller Serpentera.
Yeah, I thought he was fucking awesome in terms of the red.
Yeah, he's
existed.
He's my favorite Red Ranger as Megazord as well. Or Zord.
Zord, just standalone Zord.
Yep, he was my favorite.
He also gets his own Megazord, so it's okay.
The Serpentera.
See, to me, it's just a smaller version of Serpentera in a way. And it works better because the batteries last longer.
Yep, I was about to be like, yeah, you don't have to worry about it running out of juice halfway to planet Earth from the fucking moon.
Fucking Serpentera batteries.
Serpentera looks awesome.
I know what happened with Serpentera. It sat around for, 10,000 years, right? Those batteries are so out of date and have not been used. They're mostly drained.
No, that's Zedzord. So.
He needs to go and get his warranty fucking taken care of on that fucking battery.
But yeah.
God, my living room is cold.
Any more questions, or?
I think there's been a couple. I was taking a swig of water.
Swig.
Gundam Unicorn?
I don't have an opinion on it yet. I have it queued up. As I'm going back through the Gundam series, I haven't got there yet.
That's late into the Universal Century.
It's pretty damn late. In fact, it's so late that there's a character that shows up in it that is featured in the original Gundam series, but she is literally a baby, and by the time you see her in Unicorn, she is a full adult.
Alright, well, as far as I could tell, we're not really getting too many other questions, so let me see here. I've got this one that says...
EFF uniforms. I think they look more like actual uniforms and not weird. So I don't care for the Zeon over-presentation uniforms.
Zeon seems like they're always dressed in Class A's.
I think those are very much trying to make a statement where the EFF uniforms are very much like you chose a military lifestyle. You're doing what you feel is... It's not overblown.
Well, it's like the Zeon guys, even like their ground troop dudes, are dressed up in basically Class A's.
Yeah, they're very overblown. But that's because their uniforms are built on propaganda. They're supposed to be public heroes, and they're very much playing to the aspect of the decorated public hero that is going to lift them up and push them towards the future and the chosen race and their propaganda uniforms.
I prefer Zeon myself.
Well, that's because you're a space Nazi. It's okay.
Yep.
Shade's just like...
I'm actually not a space Nazi because I did not agree with dropping a fucking colony on Earth. And to be fair, it's the Principality of Zeon are not the bad guys. The Zabi family are the bad guy, are bad people. But like I said, yeah, I understand that they're following the Zabis because they're in power.
Well, what you said, hold on. What you're saying in the chat is exactly what I'm trying to describe to you. Yes, those uniforms are based on Zeon uniforms are based on Nazi uniforms as well as Imperial Japanese Army uniforms, both of which were built on propaganda. They're propaganda uniforms meant to push forward the ideal of glory to, quote, like this other guy's saying right here, glory to the space noids. That's the concept behind the uniform, is they are the personified heroes of a new generation that will push forward and achieve justice and peace and harmony, and all of us will be great under a single banner, and that's what they are. They're propaganda soldiers. And those uniforms very much speak to the idea that they're overpublicized propaganda tools.
Cool, it's still fucking raining.
Yep.
Yeah, I tend to like the Jim Kai. That question right there, most well-rounded Jim. I like the Jim Kais, and in terms of Zaku's, that's overcomplicated. Zaku's have so many fucking variants. Not that the Jims don't, to be fair, because I also like the Cold District Jims, because Cold District Jims, they were able to equip better and quicker, more versatile weaponry. And they were able to use dual weaponry. Like, a lot of their machine guns had, like, grenade launchers and shit like that were connected, like, dual-purpose guns. And if I'm not mistaken, by the time we got to the Cold District gyms, those gyms were almost on par, if not right exactly where the RX-78 units were. Hell, the gym commandos could have very well been right on par with the actual performance levels of the RX-78. A lot of people see Gundam and they think the RX-78 was this monster, but in all actuality, it's not as true as people make it. The RX-78 was not nearly overpowered. It was just overpowered for the time and circumstance that it was introduced. And it didn't take long in terms of the 1 year war to actually catch up to it. You know, now having pilots to do anything about it while you had people like Amuro Ray in the fucking cockpit, that was different.
For Gim variants, I like the RX-79 ground unit, which is a Gim with a Gundam head.
It's arguable. It's not really a gym because it's not a mass produced. The RX-79s are mass produced, not mass produced, because they made as many as they could out of repurposed parts from the V project.
Mm-hmm.
But once you broke an RX-79, they were broken. They were almost impossible to put back together because you needed very specific parts from a very specific line that was no longer being produced.
Yep.
And because of that, what ended up happening was when those things got damaged,
they would become
sub-variants. Like, you see it in the 8th MS team, lose your head, they don't know what the fuck to do for you, so they just jury-rig a fucking Gim head, and she became Gim head. That was a personal joke. And the whole reason the EZ-8 even exists is because his shit was so badly fucked up, they couldn't even fix it. They were like, fucking just put this shit on it. There, it kind of works.
It actually did work, though.
It worked really well, because then he can punch through people's fucking glass cockpits like a man.
No, they accidentally made a very sophisticated, high-end... The EZ-8 is the most sophisticated, high-end RX-79 unit that was built. And you can get it in, like, this new Gundam Battle Operations 2. You can buy one.
Nope, can't buy it yet. Storyline-wise, got 5 more levels to go.
Storyline-wise, you shouldn't be able to buy one because there's only one, because it was made because they had no choice but to make it. Right. And they never mass-produced that unit.
And for variants for Zakus, I've been partial to the Psycho Zaku.
And romance is rough in the Gundam universe, so it's very hard to pick a romantic relationship.
Don't get into a romantic relationship.
Because you're probably going to die.
Or your partner is.
Yep.
Somebody always dies. Oh, hey, look at the...
I'm legitimately surprised there's so many Gundam questions today. I was not expecting that when we opened the field.
Well, yeah. The only one that I've seen here lately that isn't Gundam was somebody was asking, I think it was Super Wiki, about why Onslaught isn't in any of the X-Men movies. Probably because there's like, 800,000 mutants and you can only pick so many?
Well, I don't know how they would do it. In the continuity that they were setting down for that movie, I don't know how they would have done it. Like, that movie line is overly complicated and broken and,
And over with.
And over with, to be fair. But yeah, I get that, cause I saw that a couple times where people were asking if they wanted to see that, but I don't know, yeah. And yeah, like, for some reason they were very stuck on pushing this idea that, like, Magneto and Mystique were gonna fuck, I guess, and which is questionable because I don't know what that relationship was, what I was looking at in that movie, but it seemed very strangely one-sided or forced.
And yeah, I did fuck up. Yeah, that was Andy Gutierrez who said that, so my bad. I just, like I said, there's too many people and I'm just half here right now.
Well, I gotta get my laptop back on the charger soon because it's gonna die.
Right.
Who does that?
People are in the kitchen.
And somebody that has a dying laptop.
Right. But yeah, I mean, truth be told, I think because since when Disney bought out Fox, didn't they get all of the X-Men back for the Marvel movies now?
I thought so. I haven't looked into it, but I thought all X-Men rights have been reverted back into Marvel's hands.
So, yeah, I mean, truth be told, what's to say that won't happen down the fucking road with, like, near the ass end of Phase 4 moving into fucking Phase 830 since they're just going to keep making the movies?
Yes, they own the rights to the X-Men movies again, as well as...
Okay. Okay. Well, either way, I don't know. I'm figuring we're getting close to the end here then?
Yep, I would think so. I mean, hell, it's 12:30.
Yeah, it's pretty close to it, and I'm starting to get hungry.
So, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We don't know what we're going to do yet. We'll talk about it.
Well, I know what I'm going to do now. Special. Right now, well, I'm going into the internet.
I know when we come back, we're definitely going to talk, the next one is the Build, right?
Yeah, Build.
What is left? What year is Build?
Build is 2017, 2018, and then
ZO is... Oh man, we are so fucking close.
Yeah, 2018, 2019, and don't have the stuff for the current one yet, so...
Wow, we are really, really fucking close.
So, yep, so... 2 or 3 of those left, and then we can go back to talking DVD seasons and shit.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, we'll kick off because I've got to fix a broken toilet.
Nice. Well, you have fun with that.
Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.